in my great-great-grandmother's testimony, she was asked, I believe, when did the traders stop giving credit? And I think her reply was about the time the corn was commencing to be good to eat. This was going to be a bumper year. There was going to be plenty of food for everybody. All reports were that there was going to be plenty of food. I believe there was a reason to start that war at that time, to get it going. And I believe that these people who wanted war thought that traditionally the Eastern Sioux would join them, but they didn't. And traditionally they were allies. Dakota means allies, but they, even the Assiniboine and Wahpeton, the majority of them opposed the war. Throughout the entire war, there were maybe only a couple of the Upper Sioux leaders that joined. Chief Standing Buffalo and Chief Red Iron opposed the war, and they were very influential with their people to keep them out of the war. This is a story up at Camp Release, that the reason for Camp Release is that Chief Red Iron lined his warriors along his boundary. He claimed the land and said to Chief Little Crow, you can cross, but if you try to cross with those hostages, we're going to attack you. And that was a very brave thing for him to do. He was well outnumbered.